So finally, as part of our Return to Learn strategy, I'm signing a proclamation today that does the following. First, it directs all state agencies, school districts, and local governments to focus on preparing to safely welcome back students and teachers to school in person this fall. Second, it provides clarity for when a school may move to primarily remote learning so that there's no confusion. It permits remote learning when parents select remote learning as the best option for their family. The Department of Education, in consultation with the Iowa Department of Public Health, approves a temporary move to online learning for an entire building or district in response to public health conditions. A school, in consultation with the Iowa Department of Public Health, as well as local public health officials, determines that individual students or classrooms must be temporarily moved to online learning, or a school chooses to temporarily move to online learning because of, this is kind of another example outside of COVID, but that they move to online learning because of severe weather instead of taking a snow day. So I think with the technology that we're bringing on board through the hybrid, that'll be another option for us to address some of those issues as well. And third, it takes a number of steps to address concerns about our teacher workforce, including removing limitations on how often and long substitute teachers can teach, expanding the pool of Iowans who are eligible to serve as substitute teachers to include career and technical teachers already in the classroom, paraeducators, and those with an associate's degree or at least 2 years of college courses. And in summary, and there's more details in the proclamation, so I've just briefly hit on some of them, but in summary, we're working hard at the state level to ensure that local school districts have the resources and the expertise that they need to meet the challenges of today's COVID-19 world. So again, I know this is not going to be easy. I know that it's going to require some changes to how things are done in the classroom. But given the importance of education to our children, the people of Iowa, we owe it to them to just roll up our sleeves and get our schools back up and running safely and effectively.